This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. I'll be talking with actress Bianca Kailik in just a moment. She's on the new show Undateable. But first, nearly half of us live paycheck to paycheck and save absolutely nothing. Nearly half of American households don't save any of their money. And as if it's not obvious, it has a broad range of implications. People who don't save won't have any buffer should the economy turn and they lose their jobs. Experts say robots will replace nearly half of the jobs in the U.S. over the next 20 years. Researchers looked at the characteristics of 702 occupations and predict 47% of them will be overtaken by computers or robots in the next decade or two. They say the jobs at most risk are accommodation and food services, transportation and warehousing, and real estate. In a new video, George Zimmerman says he doesn't feel guilty for Trayvon Martin's death. A person in his circumstance, he says, can't feel guilty over surviving a confrontation like the one he had with the unarmed 17-year-old that he ended up shooting and killing 3 years ago in Florida. Zimmerman also criticizes President Obama's reaction to the case. Zimmerman said he would feel guilty only if he thought he could have done something differently that would have saved both men their lives. Only in a true life-and-death scenario can you have mental clearness to know that you cannot feel guilty for surviving, Zimmerman said. He blamed the president, whom he referred to as Barack Hussein Obama, for stirring up racial divisiveness over Martin's death. When asked by his attorney who brought the highest level of unfairness to his case, Zimmerman named the president. After Martin's death gained international attention, the president said if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman said those comments were racially charged. His quote was, "To me, there was clearly a dereliction of duty pitting Americans against each other solely based on race," Zimmerman said, adding that Obama should have said, "Let's not rush to judgment." When asked by his off-camera attorney, Richard Eichen, if he thinks he did anything wrong, Zimmerman said no. When asked if he had a clean conscience, he replied, "Yes, sir." Zimmerman said in the video that he was speaking publicly now that a U.S. Department of Justice investigation of the case is over. Last month, the Justice Department decided not to prosecute Zimmerman for a hate crime. Zimmerman has maintained that he acted in self-defense when he shot the teenager during a confrontation inside a gated community in Sanford, Florida, just outside Orlando, where Zimmerman was a neighborhood watch volunteer. Martin was black, while Zimmerman identifies himself as Hispanic. Martin's family and prosecutors say Zimmerman was profiling their son. A 12-year-old Colorado girl tried to poison her mother twice for taking away her cell phone. She first poured bleach in her mother's smoothie, which caused her to get sick. A few days later, she smelled bleach again in a water pitcher. After confronting her daughter, the girl admitted trying to kill her for taking away her iPhone. The girl was charged with two counts of attempted first-degree murder and was placed in a juvenile center. Actress Bianca Kailik is part of the ensemble comedy Undateable on NBC.
Hey there.
Good to talk to you again. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, for rules, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. I think we spoke a couple of times.
Awesome.
You even taught me how to say your name.
Oh, yeah. Do you still remember?
Kailik, sure.
Kailik. We're close.
Is it really?
We're almost there. Yeah.
I just need one more lesson. Say it yourself.
Kailik.
Kailik. Well, see that? I didn't remember correctly, but you did tell me one other time. Just shows you how...
It's all good.
How feeble-minded I am. Sorry about that.
We're all there. Don't worry. No worries.
All right, so I'm seeing promos for you walking around a bar, and you're one of the Undateables. Is that true?
I guess so. Here we go.
I can't believe you could be undateable.
Oh, you know what? I think there's a point in everybody's life where they're undateable, whether it be for clothes they wear or things that they do.
Well, what is it in your case, your character, Leslie?
Well, Leslie is recently divorced, and she is, you know, in her early 30s, and she's a little desperate. She's trying to find the right guy, and I think desperation can make for some interesting choices.
So are all the people on this show basically in the same boat? They all have, you know, problems they're trying to overcome to go back to the dating world?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the show is called Undateable, but it's really more about a group of friends that get into some interesting situations and always at the end of the show have each other's back. I think that we're definitely are flawed people, and there are reasons why we have troubles, but I think the show is much more about friendship than it is about actually dating per se.
And so far, the reception for this new sitcom has been pretty good, right?
It's been awesome. We came out last year during the summer, and I think that no one had really high expectations for us, and the show did really well. And we got rewarded by getting a primo slot right behind The Voice for our second outing. And, last week's episode did really well. We doubled our viewers since the summer. And I think we're just expecting that more people are kind of going to jump on as we go along, because I think people, as they find the show, are really surprised at how funny it truly is.
Well, that's interesting, because you, for years, were on Rules of Engagement, which was sort of underappreciated, you know, at least by the network. They always kind of stuck you in when they had an opening, but it really wasn't a big support group there. So you're kind of in the same place.
Yeah. I mean, I think that TV nowadays is a really tricky place to navigate. I think there's so much on that people have a hard time finding shows. And with Rules, certainly we came out, we did very well, and then the writer's strike happened, and we were pulled off the air. And once we got put on, we never really gained that same momentum. And then they just put us all over the place. So I had people come up to me and be like, I'm so sorry it was canceled. And I was like, it's not canceled. We're still on. So, you know, but what's crazy is the Rules numbers, today are, it's a hit. I mean, it got great ratings, and, TV shows are really struggling these days. So I think also with Undateable, you know, we kind of came out of the gate in a weird time period, although I think NBC was probably very smart to put us on this summer, because you're not up against all the other new shows. And people found us and really liked us, and now we get to kind of show what we got in the primetime schedule in the real world.
So all these doomsayer articles I've been reading about the death of the sitcom on TV, network TV at least, not necessarily true in this case.
No, and, you know, and I think probably what that's referring to is, I think that sitcoms today have started to get a little bit meaner and a little bit, you know, in order to kind of compete with cable or trying to be ballsy in some way and break the mold. And I think you can't do that with sitcoms. I think people return to the multicams because they find great comfort in the old format. And I feel like Undateable is like that. It's a throwback, you know, to some of the older greats like Cheers and Friends and, you know, those shows that had funny situations, yes, but it was more the funny people and the characters that you cared about.
You know, speaking of older shows, your credits here include Freaks and Geeks. You were on that show?
Yeah, I just did one episode of it. I had a great time on that show, and I feel so kind of honored to be part of a show that's a great, you know, kind of historical moment, and people love that show.
And it spawned so many careers.
I know, right? Yeah, I pierced James Franco's nose with a safety pin in my episode. So, you know, who can say they got to do that?
Well, he does that almost every weekend now.
Right. Yes.
That must have been quite the thrill to be on that show, I bet.
It was really fun. I mean, I don't think I really knew what I was getting to do at the time. And it was a small part, but I had a lot of fun.
All right, so what's coming up on The Undateables? Is Leslie headed for the altar some point, or are you just going to keep...
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no. Well, you said she just got divorced on the show, right?
Yeah, she just got divorced, yeah. And she, you know, there's some flirtations with Bursky. Bursky really has a thing for Leslie, and Leslie is hell-bent on there never being anything between them. But I think that there's a slow chipping away at her resolve, because underneath all of his craftiness, Bursky really is a lovable character. And she also starts dating someone new who is actually played by my real-life husband. So that'll be fun, a little appearance by my beau.
Wow, now that's interesting. So you're going to be dating your actual husband on the TV show. Is that interesting to work with your husband?
Oh, you know what? It's so great. We're both so busy. It's so nice to get a little time together. and we just had a kid, so we don't get a lot of quality time. So it's fun to be able to hang on set.
Wow. So does the baby come to the set with mommy and daddy both there?
Oh, yeah. She's there. We obviously have some help, but she gets to be on set with me for the most part. And I feel so fortunate to do a job that I get to be a mom at the same time. It's really great, because this part of it goes so fast. Before you know it, they're teenagers and they're off in their own lives.
That is so true. Now, is this your first child?
Yes.
Wow. Wait, what's her name?
Her name is Magnolia.
Magnolia. Oh, my God. She must be adorable.
She is pretty darn cute. I mean, I know I'm biased, but she is a love, and she's crazy. She has, you know, two parents in comedy, so she has to be a little bit of a nut bar.
Well, that's so great. Congratulations to you and your husband.
Thank you.
And what's his name?
Thank you very much. Michael Catherwood. He's the co-host of Loveline with Dr. Drew.
Oh, my goodness. So you have all kinds of fun at-home talks.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
All right. Well, Little Magnolia may have some friends to play with soon.
Oh, yeah?
Well, no, I'm saying, you know, who knows? You keep bringing Loveline advice home from work. Well, Bianca, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Good luck with Undateables, and hopefully this will run as long as your last series.
Yes, I hope so, too. Thank you so much.
And all the best with the baby.
Thank you.
With actress Bianca Kielik of Undateable, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's a simple way to stand out from the crowd?
Communications expert Robin Hatcher says, dress to express. What's the one quality about you that you just love?
Express that quality with your style choices.
For example, out of 30 women at a networking event, she was one of only four wearing a color other than black. She wore a red sweater, which reflected both her passion and easygoing nature.
Now, guys, don't think this only applies to women. Donald Trump is a master marketer. His signature style? A colorful silk tie.
Build your personal brand by making your style choice clearly visible in your social media profiles.
Dress to express. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Another global warming reality check. Falsehood number three, global warming will help sea life. Fact, the ocean is becoming highly acidic because of contact with airborne CO2 from human activity. Many forms of ocean life use calcium carbonate to form their skeletons or shells, like coral reefs and shellfish. Ocean acidification destroys this kind of sea life. Now here's an easy home experiment that'll simply show how it works. Take a piece of chalk, put it in a glass of water, then slowly add a simple acid like some plain vinegar. The water will start to bubble, emitting CO2, and the chalk will simply dissolve. In 2005, on the West Coast, hundreds of thousands of seabirds failed to breed. Due to this ocean acidification, fewer phytoplankton, coral reefs, and bottom-feeding shellfish also means fewer fish for both human.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.